center of the discussion of the da'wah of Musa alayhi salatu was salam to Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was reminding Musa alayhi salatu was salam that Alam nurabbika feena walidan walabithta feena min umurika sineen. That, oh Musa, you grew up in my palace and you ate from my food and you lived in my luxuries, and now today you have become so bold and brave that you want to come and invite me. Musa alayhi salatu was salam in reply to this mentions, وَهَلْ هَذِهِ نِعْمَةٌ. O Fir'aun, you are boasting and bragging about this. تُعَدُّ وَتُذْكَرُ فِي جَنْبِ ظُلْمِكَ وَقَصَاوَتِكَ. Can you refer to this kindness of yours as kindness, when on the other hand you have oppressed my nation to such an extent? That Marana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi has written in Qasasun Nabiyyin, إِنَّكَ عَمَلْتَ قَوْمِي كُلَّهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ وكنت تزجرهم زجر الكلاب وكنت تسومهم سوء العذاب. You used to treat Bani Israel, or you treat Bani Israel like animals, and you oppress them. You use them for their service. فأي فضل لك إذا كفلت طفلا منهم وذلك أيضا عن جهل وخطأ. O Fir'aun, how can you boast and brag about sin to me when this also was done without your intention? You had no say in the matter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system was such that you had to see to me. And on the other hand, you have oppressed my entire ummah and my entire nation. And now you boasting and bragging about one ni'mat, forgetting the wrong and the oppression that you have made on my nation. And this is exactly what the Quran quotes, the words of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. That on the other hand, you have made Bani Israel your ghulam and your slave. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu was salam continues inviting him towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he refuses. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam tells him, قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. What about if I present to you proof and evidence that I am the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So Fir'aun said, go ahead and tell me, what is it? قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. What proof and what evidence do you have that you are the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So immediately Musa alayhi salatu was salam took out the stick that Allah Pak had given him. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. He drops his stick and immediately it takes the form of a snake. And he puts his right hand under his left arm and takes it out. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Suddenly it was radiant for all those that were present. Now those that were present were being affected because this was something supernatural, it was miraculous. So naturally they were being affected by what Musa alayhi salatu was salam had done. So now to divert the attention of the crowd and the masses and the ministers from Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun says, قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم. It looks like this person is a real professional magician. And this is exactly what the kuffar in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did. Because the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam were affecting the hearts of people. They were ready to say that he was insane and he was like this and he was like that. But how can it be that a person who you claim to say is insane, his words are affecting the hearts of people? So the next answer out of this problem they found was, no, it is magic and it is jadu, it is black magic. And everybody has accept that sihr and jadu has an effect. So what does he say? Inna hadha lasahirun alim. This looks like a very knowledgeable and professional magician. And those that were present there, the Ahlul Majlis, the people that were gathered there also, they also had to keep up to the tune of the king. So they also agreed and they seconded him and they said, yes. قَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Yes, your majesty, without doubt you are right, O our king and O our deity. This is but jadu. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam immediately got upset and he said, قَالَ مُوسَىٰ أَتَقُولُونَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَكُمْ أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ. What type of people are you? Allah Pak sends open reminders to you. Allah has given me divine miracles and I show to you these miracles that Allah has given me, and you term it as jadu and you term it as black magic. How can Hidayat ever come to such a person? This is what Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Eyes through which they cannot see, ears through which they cannot hear, hearts through which they cannot think. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall. They are like animals, if not worse. Then Fir'aun now to stir the crowd that is around him, to get them in not for them to take effect from the message of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he uses a new tactic. And he realizes that now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is defeating him with the proof of the oneness of Allah and the miracles that Allah Pak had given him. So he poses another question, and what does he say? قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ O Musa, what is the condition? What is the condition of the nations that came prior to us? And the reason for mentioning this was that he knew that if Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is going to answer and he's going to say that those people were on haq, then immediately Fir'aun will say, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْأَصْنَامِ But those people used to worship idols, so how can they be on the correct religion? And if Musa alayhi salatu wassalam will say that no, they are in Jahannam and they had disobeyed Allah and they were also amongst the astray people, then those people that are present will get upset and they will say, إِنَّ مُوسَى سَبَّ آلِهَتَنَا That Musa alayhi salatu Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is swearing and speaking ill of our forefathers. But Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was very intelligent. So he did not give any answer, but rather he said, عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ The knowledge of that is by my Allah. He did not say whether they're in Jannat or they're in Jahannam. So this defeated the object of Fir'aun. And what does he say? It is recorded by my Allah. And who is my Allah? لَا يَظُلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى My Allah does not make a mistake and my Allah does not forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا لَا يُشْغِلُهُ سَمْعٌ عَنْ سَمْعٍ وَلَا قَوْلٌ عَنْ قَوْلٍ Allah Pak does not get confused with when the entire creation supplicates Allah بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهَا وَلَهْجَاتِهَا In the various languages and in the various accents, every person gathers on one platform and then turns to Allah Pak. Allah, through His Qudrat, His Kamil knowledge and power, hears and understands and has the ability of fulfilling the need of every person. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam praises Allah and he says, it is by the knowledge of my Allah, it is preserved in the Lawi Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى And what does he say? My Allah is the one who has given everything its form and has given everything its nature and then guided it in its respective way. If we sit and study the animal kingdom, like the poet says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ Every creature on the face of this earth in its own way is manifesting the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam describing Allah says that Allah has created everything and Allah has given everything a form. Allah Pak, through His knowledge and His Kamil Qudrat, has chosen and selected a particular form for every creation of His. Thumma hada, and then has guided each person respectively in its correct form. The Mufassirin have explained to us, when that innocent child comes out in this dunya, Allah Pak has made it such. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. The child is helpless, but Allah has guided the child. The child is placed on the chest of the mother, and no one has to teach the child how to suck and how to drink the milk of the mother. The child is placed on the chest of the mother and immediately the child derives pleasure, even if the milk is not coming out, but even the liquid that is there is soothing for the child. And the child has been, Allah Pak through His own way, Hada, has guided the child how to drink. And if the child has any problem, the child has to just cry. Immediately the parents respond, La yanamani hatta tanam, wa la yashba'ani hatta tashba. Until the child does not eat, the parents will not eat. Until the child does not rest, the parents will not rest. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this ayat, Musa alayhi salam gives a very jami, very encompassing and very concise tarif of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Pak Himself continues and explains who He is. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا He is that Allah who has made the earth for you like a bed. Mahda actually means like a cradle. وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا And Allah Pak has opened roads for you and pathways for you. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً And Allah has sent down water for you from the skies. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِن نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى And we have brought forth what it various kinds and various forms of vegetation. Allah Pak makes mention in the 14th juz of the Quran of all his ni'mat in Surah An-Nahl. In fact, one name of the surah is also Surah An-Ni'am, because Allah Pak has counted and made mention of his various ni'mat upon insan. Allah says, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ وَمَنَافِعٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Allah says, the cattle we have created for you. And look at Allah's qudrat in that cow, Allah says. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. Allah says, the black cow eats green grass and gives white milk. And how does that cow give milk? نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Between two impurities, بَيْنَ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ, between the stool, between the waste and between the blood, that is two impurities, Allah says, comes out لَبَنًا خَالِصًا, pure milk. There is no taste of the stool, there is no color of the blood, it's coming out between two impurities, سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And Allah says, you drink it. That is why we have been taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best drink of insan is this milk that Allah has provided. We find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us, when a person eats food, then after that he should thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he should say, wa at'imna khayran minhu, and oh Allah, you give us better than this also. However, when a person drinks milk, then the dua taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all praise belongs to Allah who has given us this milk, and not oh Allah, give us better than this, wazidna, and oh Allah, increase us and give us more milk to drink. Because the ulama have written, the best drink that insan can have, most healthy for his body, most beneficial is this milk. So Allah makes mention of his various ni'mat in this chapter of the Quran. And then Allah Pak says, with regards to your traveling and your conveyance, wal khayla wal bighal wal hamira litarkabuha wazina, khayl the horse, wal bighal the mule, wal hamir the donkey, litarkabuha, you mount onto it, wazina, and as a form of beauty and adornment, wa yakhluqu ma la ta'lamun, and for your traveling and for your conveyance, Allah says, I will create such type of transport which you cannot understand. The Mufassirin have written, every form of transport has been discussed by Allah Pak in this Quran, and Allah will still create, who knows prior to Qiyamah what other forms of transport Allah Pak will bring about for insan. Then Allah Pak says, this is with regards to your traveling, and those animals, they carry your loads for you. تَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ, from place to place, from town to town, which you cannot carry yourself but by exerting yourself. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ, most definitely your Lord is kind to you. أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, we send down water from the sky. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, we gave life to everything from that water. يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ, Allah says, look at your garden, look at the seed that you have planted. Inna Allaha faliqu al-habbi wan-nawa, it is Allah that caused that seed to grow, you cannot make it grow. Antum tazra'unahu am nahnu az-zari'un, Allah says, do you make it germinate or do we make it germinate? Do you make it grow or do we make it grow? Ma kana lakum, the first ayat of the 20th juz of the Quran, Allah Pak says, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةً مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. You are helpless, you have absolutely no talent. Then Allah gives you a challenge. Let's see, you can cause one seed to grow. You have no ability, you have no strength. It is your Lord that does it. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, from that living chicken I take out a dead egg, and from that dead egg I take out a living chicken. That is your Allah. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. In this they lie signs for people of intelligence, those that ponder, those that reflect, those that contemplate. So Allah makes mention of His Qudrat, that we send down water, we cause everything to grow, and from there comes the various fruits and the various vegetation on which you eat. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. Then Allah Pak says, we make certain better than certain. Certain in taste are better, certain in benefit are better, certain perhaps in advantages are better. Each fruit in its season has its own advantages. Really in this there lie great signs for people of intelligence. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّن نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. All Allah Pak is saying, I have done all this for you. كلوا ورعوا أنعامكم, eat and take your animals to graze also, take your animals for pasturing also. إن في ذلك لآيات لأولنها, verily in these there lie great signs, proof and evidence for people of understanding. The word nuha in Arabic is the plural of the word nuhyatun, and the word nuhyatun in Arabic is derived from the word naha yanha. Naha yanha means to prevent and to prohibit. Sahih Jalalain writes, وَسُمِّيَ الْعَقْلُ نُهْيَةٌ لِأَنَّهُ يَنْهَى صَاحِبُهُ عَنْ إِرْتِكَابِ الْقَبَائِحِ. And the brain and the mind has been referred as nuha in Arabic because it prevents the human from wrong and evil and vice. Or rather, should I say, it's supposed to prevent us. That means if it is not preventing us, then as far as Allah is concerned, like Allah says in these ayat, they lie great proof for people of intelligence. If we do not pay heed to these warnings of the Quran or these guidelines of the Quran, then as far as that ayat and Allah Pak is concerned, then we are not of people of intelligence. And this is what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says while mentioning this hadith comes to my mind. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a time is to come, يقال للرجل ما أعقله وما أزرفه وما أجلده وما في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A time is to come where a person will be addressed and introduced by saying, what an intelligent man, what a brilliant man, what a professional man, what a knowledgeable man, what a popular person. He will be given every title. However, وما في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان, there will not be a fraction or an iota of iman in his heart. This is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا مُدِحَ الْفَاسِقُ غَذِبَ الرَّبُّ وَهْتَزْدَ لَهُ الْعَرْشُ. When transgressors and criminals and disbelievers and people of this nature who violate the orders of Allah and deny the existence of Allah are praised and people speak high and flatter them, Allah becomes angry and Allah's entire throne starts shaking. Today, Allah forgive us, we can sit and praise people, but if someone tells us, praise Allah, if someone asks us about our car, we can speak, you know, I bought it like this, I spent so much on the body, on the engine, on the mags, on this, on that. Someone asks, perhaps the woman folk, about any recipe, yeah, you know, this cake, I made this, I made the biscuit, my sister liked it, and my neighbor liked it, ne mari hau ne bo haru lagu, ne ane bo pasan paru, ne me to hai bi randu, ne mane to hai bi aure, I know this and I know that, and we can speak for hours. But if someone tells us, speak about Allah, describe Allah, introduce Allah, we have no words. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To describe anything and everything besides Allah, people have to stop us. And when it comes to Allah, we don't know how to speak about Allah. And Allah says, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Stand, post and brag about the ni'mats of Allah. Introduce Allah to the creation. Speak about Allah Pak to every person. Wa rabbaka fakabbir. Allah Pak told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir. Stand up, O my Habib. Warn the people. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and instill within the hearts of humanity the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nevertheless, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention about this, that from this very same thing, كُلُوا وَرْعُوا أَنْعَامَكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. Eat and feed your animals and be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The dua we have been taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we drink water also, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana azban furatan birahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bidhunubina. All praise belongs to Allah who gave us that sweet water to drink and who did not make it salty because of our sins. Allah makes mention in the Quran, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we wanted, we could have made that water salty, despite your wrong which demands that. Your wrong and your evil actually makes you deserving that you be deprived of this ni'mat of sweet water. Then too, out of our kindness, we have not made it sour. But aren't you being grateful? We have not made it salty. Aren't you being grateful and thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And while discussing that, Allah Pak makes mention that everything comes forth from this earth. Allah reminds us that, remember insan, not only your food and your provisions grow from this earth, you also, your journey commence from this earth, and we are going to return you back to this earth. So listen, O insan, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From this we created you, and to the soil we will return you, and from there we will once again resurrect you. The angel tells insan, when he comes there and he's lowered into the grave, the angel calls out and says, Yabna Adam, kharajta min at-turab, wa utta ila at-turab, kharajta bila dhanbin, wa utta wa kulluka dhunubu. O insan, you started from soil, you are returning to soil. However, the only difference is, when you started, you were sinless. Allah sent you in this dunya, you didn't have one sin to your credit. Wa utta wa kulluka dhunubu. And now that you are returning, you have nothing but sins. Yes, respected brothers, mothers and sisters, listeners, that very same soil, that grave is calling out, Yabna Adam, ta'asillaha ala dhahri waghdan satu'adhabu fi batni. Oh, insan, today you are openly violating the orders of Allah. You are stamping on this earth. Remember, you cannot do anything to me. Innaka lan takhriqa al-arza wa lan tablugha al-jibala tula. Allah says, you cannot harm my creation in any way. And my mountains are higher than you. So by you raising your head, it doesn't mean that you are any superior to my creation in any way. But you are going to be returned to that soil. We have to think that we are going to be lowered into the grave. The poet says it so beautifully, kam min kafanin maghsul wa sahibuhu bis suq mashghul wa kam min qabrin mahfur wa sahibuhu bis sururi maghrur wa kam min abdin yarju al ata fayabdu lahu al bala wa kam min abdin yarju al bashara fatabdu lahu al khasara. Kam min kafanin maghsul wa sahibuhu bis suq mashghul. There are so many people whose kafans have been washed, ready for him to be wrapped up in that kafan, and that person is not even thinking about death. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبْرٍ مَحْفُورٍ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٍ. So many graves have been dug, and the man is going to be lowered into that grave, is busy speaking a lie, or deceiving or deceiting someone in the business to make more money. كَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْعَطَى فَيَبْدُو لَهُ الْبَلَى وَكَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْبَشَارَ فَتَبْدُو لَهُ الْخَسَارَ. How many people are there outside there, in the outside world, waiting for good news? Everybody is waiting that someone can bring good news to me. When the phone rings, it must be good news. When the bell rings, something nice must happen. When my children come back from school, they must tell me something nice. The children are saying, when my daddy comes back home, he must tell us something. Everybody is desirous to see good, hear good, think about good. But let's face the reality. Who's seeing good? Who's thinking of good? And who's really appreciate? Oh, who's really been blessed with good? In fact, contrary to that, when you pick up the phone hoping for good news, the question is, by are you so and so? Yes. Well, your son has met up in an accident and he has taken his last breath. These are the things that we are listening every day, respected listeners. So Allah Pak says, you are going to return to that soil, and from there once again we will take you out. Allah Pak continues, and Allah makes mention regarding Fir'aun and his arrogance. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. Indeed, we showed Pharaoh all our signs and all our proof and all our evidence. However, he denied and he refused. جحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا. Allah says, جحدوا means جحد يجحد, to refuse, to deny. واستيقنتها أنفسهم. But in the heart of hearts, he knew this was the truth. Why did he refuse? Why was he arrogant? Allah Pak says, واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا. Just out of pride, because of his position, because of his status. And this is exactly what happened to the kuffar of Makkah in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Yahud had recognized Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ. They had made Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and recognized him as they recognized their own children. But why did they refuse the message? حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Because of jealousy, they could not accept that now Nabuwat has been taken out of Bani Israel and has been replaced in Bani Ismail. So out of jealousy that before the prophets used to come in our lineage, now it is coming amongst the Arabs, they refuse the truth despite knowing the truth. So now, to divert the topic, he's realizing that the people around him are being impressed. What does he say? قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, it looks like you want to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Moses. قالوا أجئتنا لتلفتنا عما وجدنا عليه آباءنا وتكون لكم الكبرياء في الأرض وما نحن لكما بمؤمنين. It looks like you want to overpower, you want to overthrow this kingdom of mine. وتكون لكم الكبرياء, and you and your brother can rule and dominate and govern over the people. وما نحن لكما بمؤمنين. Let it be known to you, we will never accept your way of thinking and your religion. And to stir the crowd also, what does he say? يريد أن يخرجكم من أرض أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون. I feel this person wants to drive you out of your land. What do you people feel? What should we do with him? How should we address the situation? So what does he tell Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام? فلنأتينك بسحر مثله فجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا. As far as we are concerned, this is nothing but jadu and black magic. So let's challenge it. Jadu was jadu. Magic was magic. فلنأتينك بسحر مثله. We will produce for you magic of the same nature. فجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا. So appoint a meeting between us and you. لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت. And it is important that you keep up to your promise. Neither we will go against our word, neither you go against your word. The outcome is that this is magic. We will challenge magic with magic. The one that is victorious, his religion will prosper and his religion will be the truth. And the one that is defeated, his way is false and his religion is false. So why not? Let's challenge. You prepare and you come, two of you, and we will call all the magicians. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has quoted that he asked Musa alayhi salam that give me a chance for 40 days and I want to prepare this army of mine. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam says, no problem, we agree. And Makan and Suwa, it must be on an open land. And it must be in a central place. Yastawi ilayhi al-ja'i min tarfain. As far as the distances, people from all over the towns that must be coming, it must be equal distance. So it's not difficult for anyone to travel too much. So now let's decide on the time and let's decide on the day. Musa alayhi salatu was salam says, قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. With regards to the day, then I feel the day that we can appoint the most suitable day is the day of festival. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in the Ashi of Jalalain, with reference to Madarik al-Tanzeel, has written, قيل هو يوم عاشورا. It is the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram. That was the day of festival. وأن يحشر الناس ضحى. And with regards to the time, people should gather and assemble ضحى after the sun has risen. The time which we refer to as tashd. Allah makes mention in the Quran, والضحى. Now, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had selected a very beautiful day, the day of holiday, the public holiday, the day of festival. So naturally, everybody will be available. And that time of the morning, around about 9, 10 o'clock, like on a Sunday or public holiday, everybody had his shower, he got up, had a nice breakfast. Now, if he needs to attend a function or a nikah or a walima, whatever it is, now he can go. So everybody will be available because it's holiday. And the time also is very suitable, early part of the morning, not too early. So everybody will be over with all their daily or domestic work. Nevertheless, this was agreed. The Quran makes mention, فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. Fir'aun and Pharaoh withdrew. He left there and he devised his plot. He went to now make effort. And his effort was made and the news was started, was been spread around that أَلَا مَنْ كَانَ يَعْرِفُ السِّحْرَ فَلْيَحْذُرْ إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. Anyone who knows any form of magic should come, and the king wants to see him, and the king will reimburse him and compensate him. And وَجْتَمَعَ السَّحْرَةُ. The magicians from the various towns of Egypt came and gathered themselves to come before Fir'aun and to inquire what is the reason to come and challenge Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And it was an excitement. There was an environment. Everybody is discussing the same thing. Everybody is questioning, when is the day? How many days left? وَقِيلَ لِلنَّاسِ هَلْ أَنْتُم مُجْتَمِعُونَ لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. The discussion was only one thing. Whether you meet on the street, you meet at home, at job, everyone is only talking. 3 days left, 2 days left. You guys are coming there. I'll see you there. I'll meet you there. And who you voting for? So generally, what was the notion? لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ. We voting for the magicians. إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. We hope that they will be victorious and we will be with them. And people are coming out, planning. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِن بُيُوتِهِمْ زُحًا. The day finally comes. People are leaving early part of the morning. يَمْشُونَ إِلَى الْمَيْدَانِ أَفْوَاجًا. Walking in the hundreds and in the thousands. مَلَنَا أَبُو الْحَسَنَ عَلِي نَدْوِي رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ writes in his kitab, يَمْشُونَ إِلَى الْمَيْدَانِ أَطْفَالًا وَشُبَّانًا وَشُيُوخًا وَرِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً. Young and old, everybody is coming. Children, elderly people, male, female. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مَرِيضٌ أَوْ عَاجِزٌ. It is such an important event that only a person that is perhaps very ill or is disabled is staying in the house. The question is, Did so-and-so magician come? هل جاء ساحر أسوان? What about the famous magician from this place? Yes, he's here. What about the other magician from a place called Uqsur, which was a town in Egypt? Don't worry, he's coming. What about that other famous one from this particular town? They all are coming. And what is the discussion? ماذا ترى يا أخي من يغلب? Oh my brother, what you feel? Is this like people have come to watch a soccer or cricket match and now you come in, you're shaking the banner, shaking the flags. It is the day of excitement. اليوم يوم الامتحان وعند الامتحان يكرم الرجل أو يهان. It is the day of results. It is the day of examination. Either someone will be honored or dishonored. And what are they saying? Do you think, now they're saying, you know, let's weigh the pros and cons. Do you think Musa and his brother can ever win? وكيف يغلبهم موسى وأخوه أين تعلم السحر? Where could they have ever learned magic? نشأ في قصر الملك. The poor person, he grew up in the king's palace, but after that he had to leave Egypt خائفا يترقب, with great fear. Then he stayed in Midian, then he came back. Where could he have ever learned or achieved any knowledge about magic? And what about Bani Israel, the nation of Musa alayhi salam? They also came بين يأس ورجائن, between great hope and fear. But وَلَعَلَّ الْيَأْسَ أَغْلَبْ, the Mufassirin write that the despondency was more because the whole crowd was in favor of Fir'aun. The whole strength and everything was moving in that direction. Now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is alone. Fir'aun, the Mufassirin had written, they had come up to 70,000. And they have come prepared. Everybody is ready. The day has come. It is the early part of the morning. And all the magicians come. Gather on this central place. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam also comes. Let's stop and wait here and see what happens. Now, how does this challenge take place? Who is victorious? Who is defeated? What is the end result? Let's keep our mouths watering and get the answer, inshallah, in the next tafsir. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspire us with the true love of the Quran and instill within us the muhabbat for the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Listeners, in our previous tafsir lesson, we had concluded at a very crucial point of the discussion, and that is when the entire congregation and the entire assembly had gathered on this open place, this open platform, Makan and Suwa, in the thousands. In fact, the magicians alone was 70,000 according to one tafsir. Fir'aun's throne was placed there.